Okay, we're going to roll into our post-race press conference for today's EcoBoost or Ford EcoBoost 300. We've now been joined by our fifth place finisher, driver of the number 20 Ream Toyota, Christopher Bell. We'll take questions for Christopher. If you have one, please raise your hand. State your name and affiliation. Who'd like to kick us off? All right, we'll start with Bob.
Confusion when you did you miss pit road or did they tell you you were pitting and then not pitting? Can you take us through what happened there, please?
Yeah, it was just a miscommunication. I don't know if my spotter didn't get told what our keyword was, but I got told the keyword to pit, and then all of a sudden I started pitting, and he said not now. But yeah, that didn't matter whenever we get beat by 17 seconds. So I'm glad that didn't have an effect on the outcome of the race.
All right, Jacob, I believe you had a question.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Christopher, as far as the race itself, you guys battled through last year's title decider here too. Were you guys battling some of the same issues that you fought last year in this race today, or was it different gremlins?
It was oddly familiar. I don't know. I don't get it. For whatever reason, whenever the tires start falling off here, I struggle. I don't know what we're missing to get me comfortable where we can go around here, but... I'm okay for 10, 20, and then after that, we just fall apart for some reason.
All right, we've now been joined by our second place finisher, driver of the 00, Haas Automation Ford Cole Custer. We'll continue with questions for Christopher R. Cole. Okay, Jim?
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Christopher, even after the pit road miscue, you still managed to come out ahead of the other three title contenders, but were you already sort of figuring that you weren't going to be able to stay up there, or did you? Was it kind of still unclear at that point?
Well, that second to last run, I don't know if I just did a better job blocking or what, but we definitely seemed to maintain a little bit better. And then, whenever we pitted, I didn't know. I never know. You don't know how many laps that we pitted earlier than the other two guys. But I was pretty happy whenever I drove by them, because I think we only had 30-something laps to go at that point, and my car had been okay for that distance. And then, there wasn't much of a chance once they got up to speed. They just ran me down and drove away.
All right. Mark, and then Lee.
Mark Carroll, PRN. Question for Cole. Cole, this might have been, in some people's eyes, probably one of the best races you've ever driven, but it winds up in second place. Just your feelings on your performance tonight and coming through in the clutch the way you did.
Like I said, I think I said it on TV. Tyler can rip the fence here. I don't know. I could match his lap time there at the end, but he was just a tick better where he could be on my bumper when he was behind me and do a slide job. And I could keep up with him. And I just, at the end, I felt like I needed to find a way to like close the gap. I was just like three car lengths back the whole time, so I was like, I need to try and figure out a way to close the gap, and I just got in the fence a little bit. But it's been a great year, so we have a lot to hang our hats on, and it sucks running second again, but we can still stay positive about how great of a year we've had.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Cole, can you just describe that move when he dove down and took the lead? It just, from where we were sitting up in the press box, it was just... it was amazing. I'm sure it sucked from your seat, but it was pretty sporty.
Yeah, I was just focusing. I probably could have gone a little bit faster when I was leading, but I was like, man, if I just don't need to give it to him. Like, I just need to try and stay consistent here on the top, and that's what I was doing. Then I just hear this motor just flying by me, and I was like, oh my god! So I gotta get off the wall and try and cross him over. And it's easier to do a slide job usually in one and two than it is three and four. So he probably timed that out and got it figured out. And then I tried to do one in three and four just as desperation, but it's hard to make it work down there.
All right, Holly, microphone up front to Holly, and then we'll go to our left. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go in there. Yeah, that's fine.
Tumbles front stretch for Cole. Can you talk about your mentality after the unscheduled stop, keeping your composure there? And did you feel like you could drive up there, and also the team's role and Tony's role in keeping you calm and getting you back in a position to contend for that title?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just nothing you can really change about it. So, I mean, you just kind of take it how it is and make it the best you can. And it worked out good because we were able to get our lap back and then kind of work race our way up through there. And it was still, we had to adjust on the car a lot throughout the day, but it was just something, I mean, freaking out, it's not going to help you at all. So you might as well just try and take your lumps and move on.
All right, Holly.
Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service. And this is for both of you. It was appropriate, some would believe, that the three of you were the ones fighting it out for the championship, and it really did come down to the three of you. If you could just talk about how that was for the season and how, you know, it did culminate. Obviously, going in, you knew these were the two guys you were going to need to beat, and obviously this is going to continue next year when you guys all move up to Cup as well.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun racing Cole and Tyler for Rookie of the Year next year. It'll be interesting to see how each of us adapt to the next level. Cole and Tyler have a little bit of a head start on me with a couple cup starts, but it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm ready for the next chapter.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really fun race there for a while. I mean, we were like under a blanket there for probably like 20 laps or something, so it was hopefully it was a good race. From where I was sitting, it was pretty exciting, but I mean, it was definitely been a cool year. You know, I think we made each other probably all a little bit better.
All right, any final questions? Okay, Michael.
Mike Massey with frontstretch.com. Does losing to Reddick here tonight make you guys want to go beat him for Rookie of the Year next year that much more?
Haven't really thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really, I don't know.
We'll worry about that when we get there. There's a lot that's going to happen probably throughout the year. At least in my point of view.
All right. I believe Jim had a question, and then Jacob.
Jim Hunter, motorsport.com. For Cole, obviously you had a vastly improved season from start to finish this year. I just wondered, what are some of the things, or what are the areas that you think that you most improved, or where you think you guys really picked up over the last couple of seasons?
I think it's been a little bit of everything, honestly. I think Mike this year brought a lot of experience and what he wanted to do with the car and what worked and what didn't, really. So when I'd say something stupid during practice, he'd usually know what to do with the car. So I think I worked traffic probably a little bit better, just gaining experience, knowing how I wanted to work my line and everything coming to the racetrack. So it's just a combination of everything, honestly. I don't think you can really pinpoint one thing.
All right, we'll take our final question from Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Cole, I know it comes up short, but how pivotal after the loose wheel was that drive that you put up through traffic to unlap yourself before the stage break there? Because that really was the moment that put you back on course to even give yourself a shot.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty huge for sure. I mean, if we were lapped down there or even had to take the wave around, we would have probably still gotten up there, I guess, but it definitely made our day. You know, we were up there a lot faster and got to adjust on our car more and stuff like that. So it would have made our day a lot harder if we didn't get that lap back. So it definitely was a key point in our race, probably.
All right. For Cole and Christopher, thank you for your time this evening, and we wish you best of luck next season.